Hey guys and gals, let's expose some more ATF tomfoolery, shall we? Because they really don't like when we do this. Today we're going to dive into a story that every patriotic gun owner needs to hear because it perfectly captures the fundamental clash between the God-given right to keep and bear arms and the bureaucratic regime at ATF trying to deny it. We're talking about an American who explicitly stated on his ATF NFA form that he wanted to exercise his God-given Second Amendment right. And the ATF denied him for that exact reason. That's right. Not because he failed a background check, not because he's prohibited, but because the government said, exercising your God-given right isn't a good enough reason to manufacture or possess this firearm. And that, my friends, is bureaucratic tyranny masquerading as law enforcement. And today, I want to unpack exactly what happened, why it matters, and how this ties directly into the National Firearms Act's constitutional unraveling. And here's what we know. A lawful, law-abiding American filled out his ATF Form 1, filed it. That's the application to make and register an NFA firearm. But when he listed his reason as simply wanting to exercise a Second Amendment right, the ATF blasted back a denial. Not because of any criminal history, not because of anything objectively disqualifying, but simply because the bureaucrats decided God-given rights aren't a valid justification to exercise those same rights. Now let's be clear about one thing up front. The NFA, all of this, is unconstitutional. Also, a lawful American should never be denied a right just because he cited his constitutional right as the reason for wanting to exercise it. And the right to keep and bear arms was not granted by government. It was recognized in the Constitution and protected because it predates government itself. Now, I have confirmed with sources close to ATF leadership that this denial was a bureaucratic error, or so they say. They told me that Section I of the ATF form, where you list your reason for the firearm, should never be used as a justification to deny a lawful American the right to manufacture or register an NFA firearm. And that's just more ammunition of showing you why this NFA needs to go away. In fact, what they said was Section 1 should never be a reason for denial, especially not when everything else on the form checks out. And that means this wasn't a constitutional ruling. It was a bureaucrat misreading internal guidance, or worse, applying policy that they thought they could get away with. Whether it was incompetence or willful hostility to the Second Amendment, either way, it is totally unacceptable. The Second Amendment, as we all know, does not say that you get to keep and bear arms if a government agent thinks you have a good reason. It doesn't say that you get to keep and bear arms if you pass bureaucratic scrutiny. It does say that the right shall not be infringed. And right now, shall not is being tested in court. Not because of ATF denials, but because the entire legal foundation of the National Firearms Act has shifted dramatically. Before I go further into this next section, if you carry a gun for self-defense, the biggest threat you may face might not be a criminal, but the government coming after you for defending yourself. And that's why you need attorneys on retainer in your corner. Guys, we're witnessing things every single day on television or on social media that are happening in the streets of America that should make you realize you are your own first responder and nobody's coming to save you. Even the police in some areas of the country now. Now, attorneys on retainer are backed by the Attorneys for Freedom, which is the only national law firm that focuses exclusively on self-defense cases. From red flag laws to use of force claims, whether it's with a gun, a pistol, rifle, shotgun, taser, knife, fists, feet, it doesn't matter. They're ready to stand between you and the system that's often stacked against us. Here's the bottom line, guys. If you can reasonably assert self-defense, AR has your back. No caps, no loopholes, no nonsense, nothing. Just real attorneys fighting for your freedom in every single state. And your attorney-client privilege starts the second you call that emergency number as a member, immediately. And right now, if you use my code, GNG, when you sign up, whether it's the link down below or the QR code You'll save some scratch too. So save you some money on signing up. Also, you can come hang out with me at the AOR Association Conference next week, February 20th and 21st in Mesa, Arizona. This event's designed to equip you with the knowledge and skills necessary to defend your freedom, your rights, and your personal safety. We'll hear from the attorneys who guide AOR members in their most critical moments, along with experts, individuals with real-world self-defense experience, and some leading voices in the self-defense of firearms communities. I'll be there hanging around with y'all, so come say hi if you're going to be there. And you can learn more at that link down below. But don't wait until it's too late, guys and gals. You know, for whatever it is, $36, $37 a month, which is like a large pizza and maybe some french fries, you have coverage. You have some bulldogs in your corner. God forbid you have to defend yourself, your loved ones, your wife, your mom, your kids. When everybody else runs, AOR stands ready to fight for you and your rights. Click the link down below. Use that QR code. Use code GNG and protect yourself before you really need it. Right now, thanks to the One Big Beautiful Bill Act that was signed into law last year in 2025, the federal $200 tax stamp for suppressors, short-barrel rifles, short-barrel shotguns, and any other weapons has been reduced to $0 as of January 1 of 26. And that was a huge victory in and of itself, but let's understand something vital. The National Firearms Act was upheld for 91 years largely because it was justified as a tax, not a pure regulatory infringement on rights. And the Supreme Court in Sosinski versus the United States said as much, that the registration and tax provisions were constitutional because they were taxes on certain firearms. And now that that tax has disappeared, especially for short-barreled rifles, shotguns, AOWs, suppressors, gun rights litigators argue now that the NFA has lost its constitutional footing because there's no longer a tax. And if there's no tax, then what's the justification for federal control? A regulatory regime that doesn't collect revenue may not be legitimate under Article 1's taxing power. And following that tax elimination, a coalition of gun rights organizations, including Gun Owners of America, National Rifle Association, Firearms Policy Coalition, Second Amendment Foundation, and the American Suppressor Association, they filed lawsuits challenging the constitutionality of the remaining NFA registration requirements. And their argument is simple and powerful. With no tax on the line, the NFA is no longer a valid exercise of Congress's taxing power, and registration requirements must fall with it. We've even had congressmen go on record saying that was our intention when we moved that tax from 200 to zero, so get rid of it. And of course, Pam Bondi is ignoring that. Now, this is not fringe legal theory. It's foundational constitutional law. It goes right to the heart of whether the federal government can enforce a registry on Americans simply for owning certain firearms or accessories when no tax revenue is even collected. Now, this ATF denial we talked about earlier, it's a symptom, not an isolated incident. How many other people were denied for similar reasons in that same box that the ATF leadership says should never be used to deny somebody in and of itself? And what happens when the government thinks it alone decides who gets to exercise a right? What happens when bureaucratic whims replace constitutional guarantees? What happened to this gun owner could happen to you if we all don't push back? Whether it's ATF error or willful hostility or outdated laws that no longer have any constitutional foundation, the result is the same. Our rights are under direct pressure and attack from federal agencies and courts. And here's the honest truth. You need to stay informed. Support the legal fights that are being challenged in courts attacking the NFA. Educate other gun owners. This is not abstract legalese. This is easy, guys and gals. Share the video. This is the real battlefield for the Second Amendment. It's us. This is the new tavern for patriots to discuss information and to share information. This is all we have left because government is trying to stomp everything else out. So the fight is not just tonight, not just this week. It's right now in federal courtrooms, in your city, in my county, everywhere. And if bureaucratic agencies think that they can just wave away God-given rights with a signature denial, then we know exactly where this nation's heading, unless we act. If you want to stay on top of this unfolding constitutional fight, including updates on the NFA lawsuits or ATF internal policies, or how they all affect your rights, make sure you're subscribed to Guns and Gadgets because I'll bring you videos every day. If you're not seeing two videos, one in the morning, like this one is an update on gun rights and bills and legislation and litigation. And in the evening, if you're not seeing my, right now, the Federalist Papers series, eventually the Anti-Federalist Papers series, then you need to come back to the channel physically every day. Go to YouTube and just search Guns and Gadgets. Go to the channel. They're trying to suppress it. It's even worse now that I started doing the Federalist Papers. They're really pissed off at the channel for educating America. Guys, I'm tracking this every step of the way. No BS, no fluff, just facts, history, and constitutional truth. Stay vigilant, stay informed, and as always, stay armed and stay free. God bless you. God bless America. Keep our rights secured and keep your powder dry. Take care.